So I'm doing this testimony because I think a lot of us can relate. I have a patience problem. I've got a patience problem, you know? I really do. And I'm on my journey, more on my journey with my walk with God, Holy Spirit. And it gets frustrating. Let's be real. Like, let's not bullshit. Like, it gets real. It gets real, and it gets real frustrating because it's like, what am I waiting for? What am I waiting for, right? But then I realized today God revealed to me, as I was cussing him, because I'm not going to lie to y'all, like, I was mad. I woke up in a rage this morning. It's Tuesday, December 5th, 2023. I woke up in a rage this morning, and I was like, God, like, what the fuck? You know, what the fuck is taking so fucking long for what I want? Turns out God was on time, as per usual. And I'm the one that's in a rush. And to be honest, I had to question myself to say, Trisha, why are you in a rush like that? Like, what was it? And in those moments, those are the times where you just have to stay silent and really face yourself, right? And you have to understand that most of the times we're in a rush because we feel like we're running out of time. And then I had to ask myself, who told me I'm running out of time? Where did I get that from? Where, like, what was it that made me think that I'm running out of time? And I think a lot of the time for myself, I can only speak, is because I think that we live in a world of ageism. We live in a world of getting old. We live in a world of social media as well, you know, and we're programmed to see and think things. And I fall into that category sometimes because I'm human. I'm human at the end of the day. And I fall into human behaviors. But my revelation on this lovely snowy morning, this Tuesday, is basically stop being in a rush. There's no need to be in a rush. If you say the only competition is you, that means you run your own race, right? So I have to stop being in a rush. And I don't know who needs to hear this today, but I just felt compelled to share it because I know I'm not alone in this fight of patience and looking within yourself to figure out what's really going on. So stay patient, like, straight up. It's really frustrating to stay patient, but I think that what we have to do is dive deep into how to stay patient without being frustrated. I know there's a remedy for that. I know that there's something for that. I'm not sure what it is yet. I can't really put my finger on it, right? But I know that it's out there. It's out there, and we have to seek it, find it, live in it, and understand that God really is always on time.